Okay, this is the white show in the first day Yontif. So the Pasuk, it's stating Cheshek Shloimeh like this. In the Ashmota to the Mesech, the Cheshek Shloimeh asks the following. We know this, the Ari, Rabbi Yaakov Emdim, the Mariel, the growing Kamekoimis, says the Sukkah is the Gematria Tzadik Aleph. And Tzadik Aleph 91 is the Gematria of the Shiloh between Havai and Adnus. Havai is 26 and Adnus is Samechei. Sachakol Tzadik Aleph. So says the Cheshek Shloimeh, he says, you look at something, there is no summit to be 91. You need Sukkah with a Vav. If Sukkah doesn't have a Vav, it should be only 85. And he says, if you look at the entire Tanakh, Sukkah is always Chosar. Even the Masechta has maybe Sukkah with a Vav, but Sukkah everywhere is Chosar in Torah Shebichsav. So Samech Chof, hey, so it's only 85. So how can you have 91 as the Gematria of Sukkah, if Sukkah is spelled only 95? And he says, I looked everywhere, and this is the Priyat Chaim brings on B'Shem Ari, 91. How does 91 fit if Sukkah is Chosen? And he says, the only places I found in Perach Ein Vov, Posuk Gimel, the Posuk says, Vayihi v'sholem Sukkoi u'minosi b'tzion. And then the word Sukkoi is spelled Moles, Samech Vov Chof Hei. And the Minchas Shai says also, Samech Vov Chof Hei, that is the way how the world is spelled. So he says, makes sense. The Inno Elam Hazetak is Sukkah is Choser. But Leosid Lovu in Mashiach comes, Vayi V'Sholem Sukkah. You know, in Sukkah Ubi Sholem, Ubi Samech Vov Chof Hei, which is 91, Umeinose B'Tzion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to Eretz Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell in Tzion, then Sukkah Ubi Sholem. And so then, Taki Nachanami. So Losid Lovoi, Sukkah will be with Avov. Today Sukkah is without Avov. And that's why Tzadik 1, 91 is there, not today. And the question is, okay, one second, why is today Sukkah Chosar? And specifically Avov. What does he have to do? Meaning the difference between the Sukkah today and the Sukkah Mashiach comes is that the Sukkah will have Avov. How does that make any sense? What does the Vav have to do with anything? And second question is, you look at Omen. Omen is also Bikimatra Tzadik One, which is Shiloh Havayadnus. What does Omen have to do with the Sukkah of Losed Lovay? To answer all of it, we have to understand what's the Shiloh of Havayadnus. If we look into the Shiloh of Havayadnus, Rashi already says, what's Avraham Avinu called HaKadosh Baruch Odin? And Shmi Havayah, the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, Shmi Havayah Lo Nodati Lahem. So says Rashi, Havayah is the one that's Meshane Marochas Ateva, that's one above nature. Adus, the Pshat is that Avraham Avinu is Makir, that there is a Teva, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that rules over Teva. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Mashgiach on top of Teva. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is beyond Teva, that's Shem Havayah, Hayah Hoy Veviyah, that's why Avraham Avinu did not experience that. He lived in a world that was a natural world. He didn't see open miracles. Avraham Avinu was the one that changed the name at the same time when he gave Korah LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adin, when he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adnus. At the same time, he also changed the name, B'Brisim Ben Absorim, of the sun, from Chama to Shemesh. V'hine HaShemesh Alota. What does he have to do? Because that's the idea. The Chama is the source of life, is the source of light to the planet. The planet actually revolves around the sun. And it was, like the Rambam says, the source of Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu was the one who was able to bring to the world that the sun is nothing but a Shamish. As much power as it has, it's only a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives it power. So the idea is that Shem Adnus is the one that's Koilech Bateva. The Sukkah has this duality of Havayah Adnus. There is in the world that we know such a thing called Hishtadlus, and there's such a thing called Bitochen. Hishtadlus and Bitochen, Hishtadlus is that you do something, and when you do, you've got to go ahead and to believe that the one who gives you Koach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one who is saying like a Koach Las Yisrael. But there is something that when Hishtadlus does not catch, Bitochen takes care of it. Kebiyochel, the Shiloh of Havayadnus is the Sukkah. The Sukkah is this Bitochen Hishtadlus duality. Halacha says that you have to do a Sukkah that you protect from the sun. Tzilsem Ruba Mezchamsa. The Sukkah has to be that you create enough shade to block the sun. But at the same time, the sukkah has to be vulnerable to rain. Tosfos says in Daf Beis in Sukkah that the psula sukkah that protects you from rain is a isur deraisa. And what's the psul deraisa? Because sukkah means it's vulnerable to rain. The definition of sukkah is this vulnerability to rain. So the sukkah is this duality. The idea is that you are protecting yourself from the sun, but you're vulnerable to rain. This duality is ishtadlus and bitochen. Bitochen and ishtadlus is that when you do something, you know that you have the koach, you have to be makir, and that's havaya adnus. Adnus, the pshad, is that whatever you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives you the koach. But you realize that whatever you do, and as much as you do, there is always a gap that you can never cover all bases. You can never cross every T, you can never dot every I. There's a very good book called Dance with Chance. Dance with Chance are four psychologists that they say that one of the plagues the human race is something called the fallacy of control. The people believe that they can actually control everything, that they are able to take care of things, that they could dot every T, cross every T and dot every I. Say that's a fallacy, because in essence, no matter what you do, there is always what's called a gap, that a person can control up to a certain point, and the other point, he is vulnerable, he's exposed, and he has to acknowledge that. The second you don't acknowledge your vulnerabilities, you live in a fallacy of control, and that is the source of all human mistakes. They say about 2002 in September 11th, the biggest mistake is that the people right after September 11th, they were casualties in the air crash. So 3,000 people died in air crashes. And what was the natural reaction of people? The people stopped going by plane and the air traffic dropped by, who knows, 20%. There was a big drop in air transport. So what happened at that time? Then if you follow the following years, 2002, there were no casualties. And I think 2003, there were no casualties. In 2004, maybe there were like 14 casualties in air traffic accidents in the US. But conversely, what happened at that time? People who didn't travel by plane, they traveled by car. So the car accidents went up from 140, like they went up by a couple thousand, both for 2002 and 2003, because more people were driving. So what did they do, people? By trying to avoid flying, actually more people died than the actual September 11th issue. Which means that people, why? Because by driving, people said, you know something, if I'm on a plane, I'm not controlling it, the airplane, I'm vulnerable and I'm exposed. So they thought, you know something, by driving, I avoid being exposed. But they're making a mistake. Even if you control the driving, you realize that you can't control everything. You might control your driving, but you don't control weather, you don't control the roads, you don't control other people driving. So you're still exposed. But people think that by driving is a difference, because they control and they don't. That's why a lot more people died. If people acknowledge the limitation of their control, their ability to control events, life would have been very much different. This is the shutfus that we have with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the sukkah is a prototype of life. That as much as you do ishtadlus, then you have to do ishtadlus. Zegzeres HaKosov, the Sefrei says, Barach Hashem Elokecha bechol asher tase, yochol yishev ubotol. Meaning, I would have thought that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs his bracha, so don't do anything, you'll do it anyway. The pasuk says, bechol asher tase, you've got to do. But you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that whatever you do is never enough. You're going to always have a gap that you cannot fill that gap. And that gap is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as you protect from the sun, you're still exposed to the rain. So in life, there's always a miracle. There is always Havaya Adnus. Havaya is the Adnus, is the one that control, that is the master of your mind sim. Take and Achenami, there is a power that you could do, and you have to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of your power. But in every moment, there is a something beyond your nature, beyond your power, beyond the control. And that's the miracle that happens on a daily basis. Life is a big sukkah. What is the problem? The life, what's missing is that in the Olam Hazeh, life is not the perfect sukkah because you miss the Vav. What is Vav? Vav is a connection, is a hook. The letter Vav means a hook. And the word letter Vav is the Vav HaChibur, is the one that connects things together. In life, it's very easy to think that we are in control. We don't realize that we are not. We have to always connect our mind sim to the Lemala Minateva. We have to connect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate idea of the Vav. And what's missing in Olam Hazeh is the Shiluv of Vayadnos, of the living in nature and beyond nature, to connect the dots. What's missing is that in life. So in Sukkah, what's missing in Olam Hazeh is the Vav. The Vav of the Sukkah is the Chiyuv of Adam. Adam is the one that has to connect the physical world to the world of miracles, the Havaye and Adnos. The Goyin says, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim is the spiritual, Ves HaAretz is the physical. What is the Vav? Es HaShamayim Ves HaAretz, that's Adam. Adam is the one that's Mechaber Shamayim V'Aretz, that he realizes, that he has to acknowledge that whatever you do is never enough. You need the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that you need him, that you always need him to come and help you, that Adnus alone doesn't do it, it's only with Havaya, that's the Avodas Adam, and that is the Avod of Sukkah that will bring to Mashiach, which is the Gilui of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. I mentioned a story that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Not only that you went ahead, that you go ahead, and in life you cannot cover every T and dot every I, and you always need him. You always need Havaya to be part of it. Not only created such a world, the world is such that if you for any moment think that you have crossed every T and dot every I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that you realize that that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure, Chas V'Shalom, that you fail. The Goyin says in the Pasuk, Lifnei Shever Goyin. The Posh Pshat, the Pasuk initially says, Lifnei Shever, before something breaks, is Goyin. Before something breaks, it gets a spur of life. So, like the Tziv says, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Parshas Hazinu was a Parsha that he actually had to do mitoch haksav, was not Shechina Medebez mitoch groino, is not Moshe Rabbeinu got inspired, is Moshe Rabbeinu became a regular human being. That's why also when he had to tell everybody, he had to do it through a intermediary, through an interlocutor, into somebody in between. Who was the somebody between? Yeshua. That's why he calls Yeshua. So he became a human being because that was the end of his life. However, right before his death, Parshas Zoyis HaBrocha goes back again, then Moshe Rabbeinu again becomes supernatural. So why does he go down and come back again? Because Lifnei Shever Goyin, before a person dies, there's always a spur of life. So that's a posh pshat in the posuk. Says the Goyin is the opposite. That's not the pshat. There is a deeper pshat. Lifnei Shever, you know what comes before the Shever? What is the cause of Shever? Goyin. If you think that you are invulnerable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you how vulnerable you are. Lifnei Shever, you know what precedes, what causes Shever? Goyin. If a person thinks that he could cross every T and dot every I, that he is invulnerable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents the vulnerability. The vulnerability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is not that there is a fallacy of control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the fallacy of control never can take place. I had a good friend, the long-term capital was a fund that was managed by the top, the most intelligent people out there. Nobel Prize winners, people who had been extremely successful and extremely rich. I remember when I hired somebody of that group in 1997, I asked the person a simple question, meaning what do you do, how do you stop yourself out? If you put a trade that you think that's great and is right, what happens if the market shows that you're wrong? So when do you stop out, meaning when do you get out of the trade? So the person was hired and tells me, no, we never stop in the trade because we know that we are right. We can't be wrong. We know the mathematics tells me that I'm right. So I told him, let me ask you something. If you did a trade that was a 10 basis point spread that you're trying to make because it should be worth the same, and they had a 10 basis point spread, that's why you bought one and sold the other, what happens if it goes against you, moves to 15? The guy says, 1 second, if it moves to 15, it's even more of a profit because this thing is the same. So I'll double up. I told him, 1 second, what happens if it goes to 30? He says, 1 second, 30, it's even better than 15, it's better than 10, I'll quadruple up. I told you, know something? This is crazy. You should know something. That is worse than being dead wrong, is being dead right. If you're dead wrong, you're wrong. But you're dead because you're wrong, okay, at least you died for the right reason. But if you're right and you still die, that's the worst. The market is greater than any person. But the only way for you to actually do such a thing is if you're a Federal Reserve, that you print as much money as you want. The market always knows best. You have to know your limitations, your vulnerabilities. There's no such a thing that a person can never be wrong. So at that time, I picked up the phone, I called Eric Rosenfeld. I told him, listen, we as Jews know, that if you think that you cannot be wrong, that you're invulnerable, lifnei shever goin, this is what causes a person to break. The Titanic syndrome. The Titanic syndrome is the boat that they thought was unsinkable sunk in its maiden voyage. The odds of sinking in the maiden voyage is probably lower than anything else. In other words, it's lower. The odds of sinking in the maiden voyage is a lot lower than never sinking. It's a lot more common never to sink than to sink in the maiden voyage. Here is a boat that sinks in its first trip. But the answer is very simple. If you think that you're invulnerable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that you are not. And Dhaka, in long-term capital, in 1998, they actually was one of the was the first time that the Federal Reserve had to bail a Fed fund because the fund went bankrupt. The fund went to basically zero. They lost everything. Because if you think that you're invulnerable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu show our vulnerabilities. So that is the chidush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The world is a big sukkah, which is the shil of Havayatus. And that's Omen. What's Omen do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is Kel Melech Neman. The nemonos that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the shil of Teva and Lemala Min HaTeva. We think that the miracles disappeared. There are no more miracles. The miracles still appear. The miracles are still there on a daily basis. They are not blatant miracles, but the miracles, the gaps, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the gaps, that He fills in the gaps, that He makes sure, and we are there to go and evolve, to connect, to realize how the world is not all within our power, is nature and above nature in a seamless situation. And that's why Odom is devolved the Bria, and that's our lives. By the way, that is this concept. As mentioned, Doitzer Atfilas, the Siddur in Doitzer Atfilas explains on the Kavonas Arishanas, Ani Vahu, that we say, Ani Vahu Hoshiyana. Ani is the Shem Aleph Dalet Nunyud, missing a Dalet. Vahu is the Shem Yudke Vavke. If you see what it says I and thou, I and you. That is Ani Vahu. Ani is the Shem Ados that I do Ishtadlos, and it's always Vahu and Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that fills the gap, the Shem Yud Kivovki, the Niseh HaShem B'chol Yomimonu, and that is Hoshiyana. If we look at Parshas Hazinu, the number of words in Parshas Hazinu says the growing is 614. The number of letters in Parshas, in Aseres Adibris, in the Luchos Arishonos, is 620, Vov more. Why? Because Parshas Hazinu is Jewish history. Parshas Hazinu is Jewish history, and you realize that that is a shaychus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to connect. Luchos Arishonos was the clarity, and that is the concept of us connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all Jewish history has to lead us to Luchos Arishonos, to be in the Vov of the Bria, to recognize how the world is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as physical control is there, it's really a fallacy of control. The Leshem adds the following, that if a person goes ahead and he realizes that he can't do it alone, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the help, if he believes and he trusts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu help, not only that this is the practical emunah, but the help will actually come. A person can rely that that help will come. A person can rely that the miracle will happen. Will not happen as an open miracle. The person cannot be soy mechamay sinisim. That will be a blatant miracle, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu fill the gap. Not only you are have a mitzvah to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, if you help you, you could be sure that that will happen. Says the Leshem, and that is independent of Maisim. That's independent if you deserve or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the second you believe Him, you give Him the power to actually come and help you. That power of Emunah is something that you can see miracles on a daily basis. Says the Leshem, Yaakov Avinu, the Psikta says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a time on Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu went ahead to fight against Esav, and he realized that Esav was beyond his power, the fact that he thought that perhaps, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't help me, because Shem Yigur Machet, that was a time on him. Because the help and the shutuvus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never, ever a situation dependent upon Maisim. It depends if you rely on Him. The Briskorov says, Kaveh Lashem Chazak V'yamet L'becho V'kaveh Lashem. You know what it does? Kaveh Lashem. Hope for Hashem. Look for what's missing. You know what will happen? You'll see that Kodesh Baruch Hu will come and help you. And Chazak v'yametz libecho, this will give you the strength to continue and always hope for Him. It becomes like a self-fulfilling cycle. Kavel Hashem, Chazak v'yametz libecho, v'kavel Hashem. Says the Rav Avraham ben Agro on the Pasuk. On davening, we say Mishan u'mivtach la'tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reliance and the bitochum of tzadikim. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in such a way because bitochum is so important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you always reason to have more bitochum. That even in the beginning, you might not rely completely on Him, but you just give a try. You are just mishan. You are not relying on Him, but just leaning on Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to lean on Him, and you see that works. And that leaning translates into really miftach latzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a path of relationship. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that gap in the control of man, the necessity of always being connected, is to allow us to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gap is the ultimate vav. What's the ultimate vav? Is the connection between Adam, between the physical and the spiritual. You know what connects the physical and the spiritual? Because you can never work with the physical alone. If we open our eyes, we always have a gap. In everything we do, there is the gap of control. And that is the ultimate vav. In every life, it's like a sukkah, that you might be covering yourself from the sun, but you're exposed to the rain. That vulnerability creates the relationship, creates the vav. The vav is a function of that vulnerability. We always try to cover our bases. No, you have to cover the bases as much as you could do, but recognize and realize that you can never cover it all. You are dependent and you're vulnerable, and that vulnerability creates the connectivity to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says by the Nochash. The Nochash, it says, Afar toich l'kol emei chayayich, meaning you eat dust all your life. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a claw to the snake, that the snake will have no taste buds, and therefore she will eat dirt and anything goes for her. So the Gemara in Chulin says, so what's the big claw? She's never hungry, she's never worried. Because she goes down, she has dirt. Ola lagag, if she goes up to the roof, she has also dirt to eat. So, I mean, what's such a big lull? I mean, now the fact that she only eats dust allows her to never be hungry, never be worried. Says the Chiddush Harim, that's good for the klala, because now she's not vulnerable anymore. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now you are on your own. The vulnerability creates the connection. So the world of the sukkah that creates that connection, that's our Anon Yaakovid. The Anon Yaakovid is the Shiluv Havaya Abdus, that our lives are never possible to be disconnected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the vav of the Bria, which is our vulnerabilities. And these are the miracles of every day. These are the miracles that we have to rely. The Nefesh HaChaim says that according to the Bitochin, a person can actually rely and see open miracles. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to give you miracles, but says the Nefesh HaChaim, and that's Rabbi Chinah ben Dosa. Rabbi Chinah ben Dosa realized that every single thing is vulnerable. That's why he did it when he didn't have any oil. He put the chometz and said, "Mi she'omer l'chometz v'leshemet v'yadlek, hu yomer l'shemet v'yadlek." In other words, as long as you trust Him, you could rely and experience open miracles. And that's how life is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a life above that we, in the experience of Sukkah, is the experience that we take with our lives to experience miracles on a daily basis. Says the Gro, is a takona, the going in the Siddur says, it's a takona de Rabbonan, that when you say, al nisecha shebechol yomim on vadif lo yisecha vato visecha shebechol eis, erev vavoike vetzoraim, that we should actually think about the miracles that happen in the day. During the day, a person has to personalize. A person has to look in the day and to look at the serendipity, this hashgacha, this missing link that was missing that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it happen, to recognize, to appreciate, and to create a kesher. And therefore, Chazal are mesaken, anisecha shebechol yom imanu, v'anifluisecha v'tavisecha shebechol eis. Our miracles on a daily basis is a mitzvah de Rabbanan to think about something very specific on that day. And the best thing is to carry with you a little notebook, and when you see something happen, write it down that it should be a kavon nishmon esre. Kavon nishmon esre to personalize, because by creating this, by recognizing, you have the ability to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate vav of the Bria, on a daily basis. And I always think that a person that goes to meeting, and a person has to go to meeting, and a person prepares for a business meeting when I go, you always think to yourself like, and you have to realize that you can never cover all bases. You always need the I and the thou. The thou, he has the recognition. So that's why in America, you have always this minhag that people serve you water. by having a little bit of water before and saying Shehakoil Niabidvorai. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. He has covered all bases. We have gaps. He doesn't. By recognizing that, you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu your shutaf, you recognize, you connect, and you could rely and be sure that he'll be here to help.